mental health professional like Dr. John Braccio. You're not supposed to use cliches. You're not supposed to say, you know, so-and-so is going crazy. Or did this just cause you to go mental? Because, you know, it's just not, it's really not professional. And yet sometimes things fit. I'd like to know at your place, Dr. John, how things were about 4:30, quarter to five on Sunday afternoon when the Spartans secured yet another ticket punch to the Final Four. Is that going mental? Is that too far? Were you calm? Were you cool? Were you collected?
Well, calm would not be a word. Cool, collected, but no, it was one of those exciting moments because, as you know, sports is an area where we identify.
Yeah.
It makes us feel positive. We can have ups and downs, even though we're not the kids out there. They represent something that we can identify with, and it's exciting because a lot of times people's lives are boring a lot of the time. They just fill it in. They do things. Responsibilities, call it what you will, and when you get a magical bunch like this that psychologically has somehow, magically almost, whatever word you want to use for it, they have pulled themselves together and have kind of roared into the Final Four. Pretty exciting thing to watch with 3-1 seeds and 1-7 seed being the Spartans. Pretty exciting time.
Yeah, there was a 7 seed last year, and they went in and won the whole darn thing. Let me see. Coming out of the East region, I think the Spartans remember that team last year very well. It's just funny how things come back and turn around. How about our community? And I don't just mean right here in Lansing specifically, even beyond that, what you would call the MSU community, which is spread all around the world. How does the affinity that one has with a particular team lift the spirits of a community? And is that communal lift, is that something tangible that you can almost see, feel, touch, or is it just something that kind of goes on in all of our minds and it maybe isn't as real as we assume?
I think this really is real. Like, I've had some, emails. One of my good friends, Dick Nelson, out in California, writes to me. He's at, right after the game, or texts me how excited he is by the whole thing. I think you'll find this is true all over. When you heard Rick Pitino even commenting there at the game there in Syracuse, that how many green and whites were there. So it brings people together for the event. It also ties them together with television, with connection. It doesn't matter what your degree is in, what year you went there. This is the type of thing that draws people together, says they're a Spartan. And if you wear your green and white anywhere in the state, we were over in the Grand Haven area this weekend, and I promise you, I have out a sweatshirt, and people are talking about the game, and people are just, really excited. People say, go green, go white. So it really carries all over. It's a pretty exciting thing, and it draws people together. My old buddy from countless years ago, Rick Haddad in Grand Rapids, he comes out and he sends me, sends me a Facebook message talking about the win. So it does really draw people together, and it's pretty exciting. I think in a world, like I said, where there are difficulties, where we see this tragedy of this situation of a murder-suicide, the plane killing 150 people, when you see that, we need balance in life, and we need something that is in some ways harmless, but it's psychologically something like a sporting team, a group of young kids going out there representing their state, their university,
right,
the sport, and it's a big thing.
Dr. John, you mentioned there the flight, the German Wings flight, and the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, the German who apparently killed himself. That's what it's believed now, and in the process, murdered 149 others, including his pilot on the plane, when he intentionally crashed it into those mountains in southern France. So you've watched this. We talked about it last week. And you've seen this story develop, and I know you look at the psychological side, which is not insignificant. It's maybe right here at the core, the crux today. News just coming down that France is going to review its own psychological procedures for pilots who operate in and out of that country. Have people been quick to rush to judgment, or in your mind, looking at, again, the psychological side of things, has it been fit and proper over the past week?
I think one thing is psychologically, it's really important to try to identify the mental health of your pilots. Now, part of this, though, does require the pilot to be honest, because we're in a society where it's very difficult to just gather information. Because we have a case here where apparently this person was getting notes on fit to fly, but he was not passing those on. And apparently his desire to be flying and his lifelong dream, this became the most important thing to him, and he wasn't going to share the issues that were going on with him. There's so many little bits of information you find, like they were psychosomatic. What was really wrong? Was there really an eye problem? Did he have severe anger problems? Was he depressed? What was going on? Were people mocking him? That's another thing I heard, that people mocked him for his parents.
Doc, I want to ask you something there about what you just said. You talk about, you know, he's holding back information, not passing it on, unfit to fly. Like if you were in the military and you had a psychological evaluation that said unfit for duty, that would go to your commanding officer. That would go to you don't just get a note, well, you should take this back and pass this on. Well, I think maybe I won't. I'll put this in my footlocker. It doesn't work that way.
Well, why would it
work that way here? At this, there seems to be something missing in such a critical safety position as pilot.
Well, he was not dealing with the airline when he was doing this. Like, if you're given a psychological test, let's just say an MMPI, okay, and I don't have a lot of faith a lot of times in projectives,
right,
but it's tests like this. But if you were to find somebody who is really has the signs of homicidal, severe depression, call it what you will, borderline personality, there's some things you could take a look at, and you could question if this person ought to be a pilot or certainly be in a position to be taking people's lives into their hands. But this fellow apparently was hiding this. You know, a clever person is not going to answer a question like, do you feel like killing people? Do you feel like killing yourself? Well, they're not going to be answering truthfully something like that if they don't want to be honest. And in a case like this, we may have someone who had a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. We don't know, but if he felt, you know, victimized or oppressed or bullied, mistreated by the airline, mistreated by some of the passengers over the years, this is a mix that could potentially, we don't know, that could lead to somebody doing something horrific like this. And there was someone who dated him who did say, this is a quote that I picked up, one day I'm going to do something that will change the whole system and everyone will know my name and remember. Now, that doesn't sound like, unless we're putting two and two together, getting five, this is a person that really seems to have had the potential do some really inappropriate things.
Yeah, and clearly that's what's happened, and they'll continue to investigate and sift through piece by piece with his background and his profile and the story going away no time soon. It is fascinating, though, as much as it is horribly tragic and gone wrong. On a brighter note, we hope that the next time we chat and get together, maybe the Spartans will have won a national title. That would be something, wouldn't it?
It really would. I will say this, though. To get to the Final Four right now is one of the great feats, I think, of Michigan State sports, and it's just a great thing. And one last thing on the negative topic. We really don't have all the facts yet. We just know a real tragedy has occurred. But I think for the moment, let us honor, respect, pray for those. But let's certainly enjoy this Michigan State event that we're all a part of.
DrJohnB.com is the website. Dr. John Braccio joining us as always, as he does here on Tuesday, Psychologically Speaking and Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. Have a great day, have a great week, and go green, go white.
Go green, go white, Dave. You're a great guy.